Hello, I'm Eddie.
I'm Dr. Sharp.
And I'm Meg.
And this week on Athens Public Think Tank Podcast, we're talking about Easter eggs.
Treasure hunts. Treasure troves.
I wanted to do the buried treasure, I was holding back.
Are you gonna do it? What's in here?
Buried treasure.
It goes along with the theme.
This week on Athens Public Think Tank Podcast.
And we also have Perry here. Oh, or do we say that after the intro?
Hi.
Not even. Meg was describing this really interesting story about her phone battery.
Yeah, I was saying my phone battery doesn't last for long at all. And like it lasts from 7:30 a.m. to noon. And so I ordered a new battery. And Apple got sued. And your mom was talking about it a lot. Yo mama.
My mama.
Dr. Sharp. And like you can send your phone into Apple and they'll replace your battery for free. But then they only say it's going to last you a year.
Mm-mm-mm. That is not
eco-friendly for one.
Or good business.
So I've got a lot to say about appliances breaking down. But what was your story, Maggie?
Oh, my story was that I used to be one of those suckers who plugged my phone in every night.
Oh, yeah?
And now I don't. And I would feel like I feel better about it.
Well, that could make sense. Like the amount of lifetime on a lithium-ion battery is dictated by charge cycles, which means when you fill it up, like...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I actually just wait till it needs charge to plug it in for a little while, and I only leave it charged till it's... I usually don't even charge it all the way.
I thought you were supposed to charge it all the way.
That's what I thought.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Lithium has different characteristics than... the batteries of our older days, like it was nickel metal hydride. No, before that it was nickel cadmium, then nickel metal hydride. And we're also familiar with lead acid batteries that are in our cars.
That's right.
Lead acid batteries they last a long time, but they have to be topped off. Like those are the ones that we're most familiar with, and those have to be like, I have a lawnmower with lead acid batteries in it.
I was just going to ask you, what's in your lawnmower?
It has to be plugged in at all times. Like, if you're not using it,
plugged in. Okay.
Yeah, just to make sure those batteries stay at the top. Really interesting.
And then if they're not at top, they die and are useless?
They're useless, yeah. So if they ever get drained to zero and then you don't recharge it within, like, a couple hours, they're useless. Like, they have to be like recycled, like all the components
right
separated. And battery technology is pretty interesting, but lithium ion, that's where we're at.
Do you think anyone could invent a battery that could capture the energy of a lightning bolt?
Mm-mm. Because a lightning bolt is, I know the answer to this.
I think you've told me this before. It's like too much charge too quickly to contain.
Right. It's almost a capacitive discharge where it's like thousands and thousands of volts. Like it's a huge amount of energy over a really short period of time.
Yeah.
And the chemistry of batteries prevents that from being stored because the idea of charging is just, taking electrons from one potential and moving them to another potential.
Yes.
And the process of doing that is like, it takes time. Like, there's no quick way to do it. And lithium charges faster than nickel cadmium and nickel metal hydride. And there's a new technology called lithium air, where they're going to use like nitrogen and gases to create a higher, you know, a faster charge potential. But there's always trade-offs when you do stuff like that. But luckily, we have plenty of lithium. That was our battery talk.
Oh, this was on Instagram, talk. And y'all might have seen it, but we went to dinner last night and...
Agua Linda.
Yep,
we went to Agua Linda. It was fun. I had a really good time.
It was fun, and it's just like, oh, you just need to change your standards of what fun is. to be a parent.
Like, oh yeah, I was like, telling Perry how much fun it is, and I'm like, I'm just holding this like little human and like making sure they burp.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, we like, ate still our breathing. Food really, really quickly. Meadowlark wore a helmet the whole time.
Sappy almost choked.
Yeah, Sappy was like choking, and he stuck his finger down her throat.
Yeah. She was eating chips,
and then she cried, and chips blood came out on his finger.
Oh my god, chips are a classic thing to choke on.
Well, yeah. I broke the chip in her throat, and like part of it went through down the throat canal, and then the other part came up, and it was bloody, and I felt really bad. Like I still feel bad about it.
She'll
like
heal.
I'm still like she looking recovered at her like, you quickly. Okay, girl? And she's like been fine like since
the minute after it happened.
Yeah, like a minute or two. Ever since Meg's burrito came out. You saw that video where she was like diving into burrito?
I called it a whole breach on the burrito.
Oh man, she just like she mauled that thing, right?
It was adorable. She kept doing it the same way. And then I saw her waiter like laughing with another waiter. He's like, look at that baby.
Doesn't know how to eat a burrito.
But then he came by to, like, she came over to my side of the table and he came to take all the plates. He's like, you done with that? What about that plate? And like, right as he said, what about that plate? Safi like looked at him and then she like put her head into it. And he was like he cracked up. Like he lost it because he didn't like expect her to recognize words, and it was a pretty good moment for our waiter.
So were you guys drinking margaritas or something?
We each had a beer.
Yeah, okay. I drank about a third of my beer, yeah. And then as the check came, I chugged the rest.
Yeah, that's that's similar to
but
me.
But it was a really nice first third of the beer.
And Meadowlark like, ate food. They both ate food, and like Meadowlark talked about it today. She's like, I want to go to I don't know the name that place.
Where, other one place?
Yeah. No, she just that said place. That place.
Yeah.
I don't know the name, but I ate chicken nuggets. I stuck my finger in the ketchup. And she really liked the booster seat that they gave her.
Oh, yeah. We'd never offered her a booster seat before, apparently. She was like whoa, I love wearing my helmet and sitting in my booster seat.
She had her bike helmet on.
That does sound like an exciting evening.
And when we got in there, I was like, oh, Meadowlark, these people are going to think you have seizures. And, like, I saw two women laugh because, like, I think they were, like, secretly, like, thinking about that. And then they're like, oh, okay, she's just a kid.
Or, you know, if they have flat head, kids wear helmets now.
Right, but it wasn't a corrective helmet.
I know. But they almost look like a bike helmet. I mean, that bike helmet that she has is, like, rounded, you know.
Yeah.
Like, it's not all speed demon helmet.
Yeah, so she's... I got her this bike for her...
It's not built for speed, that helmet.
She's due for her birthday. She's due to be 3. I got her this bike for her second birthday. And yesterday was the first time she got into it. And she goes, oh, my new bike. It's so beautiful. I just love my new bike. And she just keeps talking about it like it's this brand new thing that's, like, not been in our garage for, like, more than a year. I think I gave it to her before her birthday. And it's just like, okay, your new bike. That's cool. That's cool to have that ability.
I'm glad she's getting into it.
She's shaping her own reality, writing her own story, you know. My dad got me a new bike for my 3rd birthday.
It was the same one he got me for my 2nd birthday.
I bet you can get it to her for a few birthdays.
That just reminded me I have to get these kids bikes someday.
Yeah, well... Hopefully,
they're easy to come by.
We'll not own a bike shop by then. But we probably will.
Yeah, hopefully you will. Wait, when do they ride a bike again? You said
not two.
But not between two, but
two
three.
And three. Okay. Jack got really into his, and I think I gave him his for his second birthday.
Yeah.
It and just depends on the kid.
You can have Meadowlarks. Like, they'll get hand-me-down bikes for sure.
Wait, what about Savvy?
Savvy? No.
She just can't Savvy even have the hand me down.
Savvy, her?
She's good.
We're just passing Meadowlarks. I'm passing her for the hand me down.
She's just going to walk next to the bike riders. No, she gets rollerblades.
Yeah.
What if are those? What are the boards called? The hoverboards? Is that what they're called?
Yeah.
Should we?
Are those around New York? Yes. People doing this? Okay.
Mm-hmm. I think Safi would look good on a hoverboard. And then she can hand it down to me. I didn't get my first bike till 2020.
Why is that?
There's silence.
Yeah, everyone got sad for you.
I was just trying to turn up your microphone.
You grew up in New York City.
New York, and yeah, back and forth all over the place.
Oh, okay.
I didn't have a bike till I went to college.
Was it hard to learn?
Yes. I still don't think I know how to ride a bike.
Huh.
So who took you under their wing, or were you just like going out under the cover of darkness
kind of trying to learn how to do it? Trying not to fall.
Okay.
Biking is pretty neat because it is like an epiphany. Like once you figure it out, you're like, oh.
Is that like, what roller skating is too? Because I still haven't had the epiphany if that's what roller skating is.
Like you got to have the rhythm.
Okay.
Yeah.
You can have it and you can lose it. It's in and out.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why sometimes you'll like be grooving and then all of a sudden if you get out of it, you're like, oh. And you're like almost like running okay. kind of for a second. Then you're like, okay, get back into that.
Yeah, that's a good point. I haven't roller skated that much though.
I've good at it. You just have you're a natural, I think.
Because he's from Puerto Rico.
The home of roller skates.
The home of the best roller skaters in the world.
I've never seen him play baseball, I would bet my life that he's good at it.
Exactly. Don't bother fact checking it, but it is known. The best roller skaters are Puerto Rican.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Man, I was thinking about ATL and Roll Bounce. Both of those movies had a lot of roller skating.
I don't know about it.
Oh, okay.
Roll Bounce sounds more roller skating centric, even though
ATL has
also roller skating centric. I would say
that's more relationship based, and there's like, you know, I do
so
think
Roll Bounce is like the climax of the movie is
it's
at
like
the roller rink. Okay,
but for rollerblade or roller skating.
And rollerblading is like, not cool in that world.
In the Roll Bounce world?
Yeah.
No, I think it's cool. I haven't seen it, but I've seen a lot of I've read a lot about it. And it's
we should go ahead and watch it.
I think it's like Glee for roller skating.
Oh, it's a TV show?
No, it's like a movie, but it's like roller skating is a way of life that we all accept, even though people have made fun of it for years.
Yeah, I was going to say, even though it's 2018 or whenever that show was.
That's how we felt about Glee, though, right? Like,
I didn't ever.
Chorus is cool, but we all make fun of it.
Glee. I didn't.
I approached it, and then I gave it a big hug. I liked it. For a while. Once
funny.
They went to college, it was kind of. It
oh, isn't
done.
That always the case?
Yeah, the just Saved by the Bell.
Exactly.
Why did they ever try to go to college?
Exactly. 90210, I think they tried to go to college,
oh,
too.
Oh, my gosh. They went to college
for
like 8 years or something.
Yeah. I mean, why? Everyone knows that there's nothing better than high school.
That's the problem, because it's like you want to see those high school dramas, but then the kids just age out of it.
Yeah, and you're like, oh, okay. I guess now you think it's fun to go to Agua Linda with your kid wearing a helmet and your other kid choking on a chip.
Now that sounds like a good show.
Yeah, follow me on Instagram.
It's a perfectly fine Instagram.
It's all their kids. They decided to only do their kids now.
I actually had a video of Safi starting to choke on the chip, but then I deleted it because I was like, we don't need evidence of this.
It is like when you, Desi, when you take videos of them, they're very likely to hurt themselves while you're taking the video.
Yeah,
so far the only video I've been taking is, or that I've taken of them is them having hiccups. So.
Well, they can't like jump off furniture yet.
No, so. Exactly. They, you know, I mean, I don't think hiccups feel good, but yeah. They can't jump on or off furniture.
We have this,
if they could jump on, but not perfect. Off.
We have this chair right here. You see this little child chair? It's like child size. And we had it for a while, and like it was a good chair. But then Safi, when she started crawling, would crawl up onto it, and then the whole thing would fall over, and like it would like crush her fingers or like, you know, really hurt her. So I hid this chair. And then today, Meadowlark was like, oh, this chair, you brought it back out of the closet. And I was like, yeah, yeah, because Safi used to, like, hurt herself with it. And now I don't really care if she hurts herself with it. Like, she's old enough to, like, experience that and then move on. Like, not do it anymore. Like, you got to let them, I don't know.
So this aligns with something that I did for the first time yesterday that, you know, not to turn our podcast into a parenting podcast, but it kind of is. But yesterday I was just like, you know, doing stuff around the house and, you know, I was managing the twins and doing the things. And then all of a sudden it became this, you know, dark hour where they both were upset simultaneously. And I was like, you know, you guys are fed, you're burped, your diaper's changed, you don't have a big spider on your face. I'm just going to let you cry.
The big spider. And, that's a good analogy.
Yeah, and so I just let them cry. And they stopped after a couple minutes, and they both looked really exhausted. But I was pleased with the whole thing.
Yeah.
It was
that's
awesome.
Not bad. Yeah.
No, but it's the first time I've ever done that.
Yeah.
Or that they've even had the opportunity to do that. Seisha probably needs to be burped. She's like, she's got a lot of air in her stomach today.
Yeah. You know, you start to get to know their noises.
Oh, yeah.
And then, like, the other, like, kids wake up at night all the time. But then sometimes you're like, oh, that's like a nightmare. Like, I need to go in there and, like, calm this kid down because the nightmare, not easy to recover from unless you have, like,
someone helping
like, hey,
you.
No,
hey,
just
I
a
love
dream.
You. You're okay.
Like, dreams are fucking crazy, right, kid? Like,
yeah.
What the fuck just happened?
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
You were, like, flying,
say
right?
The F word a lot. That really calms him down.
That's how, yeah, I sit him down.
You burst in waving your arms
there. I start talking.
Holy fuck, what just happened in here?
And I'm like, yeah. So there's this thing, like the collective unconscious.
Yeah.
Like, we don't really get it. Like, nobody really gets it. Like, where do we go when we fall asleep?
Like, when you see red, what do you see? Is it what I see?
I'm trying to get information for me because I'm already, like, sleep deprived. And I'm like, I had a bad dream too. What does that mean?
Poor Meadowlark.
No.
I know.
And he's training her to not want him to come in there.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I better not make a peep or else Dad will come in and ask me what he's dreaming about.
Scare me even more.
Oh, man. Dreams are crazy, though. Nobody knows.
That's not what you say, though, is it?
I'll say it like that. Yeah. Dreams are crazy. Dreams are crazy. Don't worry about it. Like, it was just a dream. This isn't a dream, I think. I say I think under my breath.
You should come in and be like, do you think you're still dreaming? Are you dreaming that I just came into the room?
I've thought that before. Like, I don't understand it, right?
No.
Like, bad dreams
things
that
feel
kids
weird
have
in the middle of the night.
Like, really, the most I can do is be like, I'm here. It's okay. Like, I got you. You're fine. Everything's fine. And that usually works. But in my mind, I'm like, is everything okay? Are we really awake? Like, what's going on? I could just be dreaming that I'm not having good sleep, and that's causing me to feel like I don't have good sleep. Like, do our kids actually wake up at night?
Yes.
Cool, Meg. I like that you were sure about it.
She's a grounding force in my my dreamy lifestyle.
It'd be nice if they came into your room and It's okay, Daddy. It's
oh,
just
that's
the truth.
Frightening. Are you serious? Like, I don't want
oh,
any.
Oh, yeah, that would be so creepy.
That would be very creepy.
A dream, cat Daddy. Comes in my room and I'm like, what? What the heck? Oh, man, the cats. They're so neglected. But that's why this bed is not made yet. So we'll make it after the podcast because you can't keep cats out of this room. And we've just like freshly laundered all of the bedding.
Uh-huh. Linens. Beautiful. The linens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that will be.
I will exile them from the room. For
you will watch so much Better Call Saul and sleep wonderfully.
Yeah, you will.
Exactly.
Okay. I'm going to go get Tina. So oh, I'm going to give Rio to Perry right now.
Okay, cool.
And I'll be back.
Perry, you good? You good with babies?
Yeah.
Like shall that. We?
Especially the cutest baby.
Shall we continue?
World.
Yeah, let's continue.
Yeah, continue for sure. You can just pick him up. It's probably better.
Are we still shooting the S, or are we going to our topic?
We're still shooting the S. I've got more to say. I want to talk about dreams, but we have plenty of podcast time for that. So
yeah, I don't want to talk about dreams if it's.
Well, we had that whole episode about dreams recently,
right?
But like different dreams. So not kids, not dreams.
Well, now that Desi's leaving, I wanted to talk to her about my crazy ex-girlfriend, but now.
Let's talk about Survivor while she's gone.
Has anybody watched Survivor?
No, we haven't watched
I've
it.
I've seen some Survivor. And so it's the... I think it's like the formula for reality shows. Was it the first reality show ever, do you think?
No.
No.
It wasn't MTV's...
No.
Oh, yeah. Real
no,
World?
My mom...
What
no,
Real
World.
Real World. I said Road Rules.
I
was obviously the second.
Mom, if you're listening, call or text me if I have this wrong. But she used to watch a reality show like in the 70s. And it was about
oh,
a family.
Yes.
Yeah. And
what was that show called? It was like a psychological exploration of
yeah.
the American family.
Yeah. And it sounded like it got really intense. And she was really into it. But yeah, I think like the parents got divorced in the series in the
yeah over the
in the
course
of
the show.
But then I want to say like even earlier, I don't know if it was even pre-television. There was like a show about quintuplets.
Mm-mm.
This is all.
So it was like documentary style, actually currently happening.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I guess I didn't really know about it until.
Well,
I
think Survivor, it was not the first reality show, but it might have been the first reality game show.
But Real World people got voted off, right?
No.
No.
No, and there was no goal. There was no prize.
What about Big Brother? Was that.
That was, I think that started in England and came to America after Survivor.
I thought that was Australian.
Oh, maybe it was.
I don't know.
But I'm pretty sure that... what's the guy's
name? Well, there's always been those, like the Ed Sullivan Show or, like, Star Search, right? Like, that was really popular. And that
yeah,
was
but those
kind
aren't reality.
Reality
shows. Those are...
competition game shows?
Yeah.
But they're real. They're more real
they're
than,
real,
like, scripted television.
Yeah, but it's the reality show is like the we're taking down the wall like we're mm-hmm. looking into these people's lives and we're going to break them. Like it's like the who do you become in this scenario?
Yeah, and Survivor they had the tribunal at the end of every episode mm-hmm. where it would be like I don't know. I think it's an hour-long show, so it would be like 20 minutes of the show where they just kind of dramatically build up this, like, casting someone off the island thing where they would, like, extinguish a torch and there was, like, a huge ceremony
yeah, this
about,
is all,
like, this.
I think this is just all the basis of Survivor, and that still happens.
Yeah, and I feel like that Survivor somehow found meaning where we didn't want to look for it, maybe. I don't know. Like,
how do you mean?
In these, like, they scrutinized the decision-making process on, like, how to, like, survival of the fittest, basically. Like, they really, they, because that, or maybe not. Maybe it's more about, like, winning the prize money or something like that.
No, I think you're right. I think you're just describing the show.
Well, I'm just saying, like, what's, like, what is the, because, like, Survivor's obviously a popular name and idea, but, like, what was their contribution to reality if, like, people had done it before?
Oh, I don't think they had done that before. I do think it was the beginning of a new era of reality television, but the genre existed before, yeah. But I do think it changed the landscape of reality television.
Well, let's talk about geography. We were doing, if you want to give us a call or talk about this, tweet at us at Athens Public, email us athenspublic@gmail.com or text us at 706-521-3716, I think. I'm not sure. Dr. Sharp's not here, so text that number.
She
and
knows
if,
the
like,
number.
If I read it, good job.
good job, you.
We were at the we were looking at geography cards, Perry, and one of the it was not geography; it was Trivial Pursuit cards, but a lot of them were about like bodies of water. And one of them was like, what's the body of water that separates Iran?
No, it said, what is the lake that separates Iran from the Soviet Union? They were like old ones.
Yeah,
old.
Pretty old cards. Yeah.
Soviet
from
Union.
Maybe early 80s. Yeah. We didn't know the answer.
But the answer was what?
The Caspian Sea.
The Caspian Sea. And so like the question itself made you question what a lake was and what a sea was. And what, like, what's your take on that? Are you familiar with seas?
I am, but why would it say a lake then, right?
Well, because I looked it up. A sea, man, a sea is just like a general term for a body of water, right? Like,
yes.
I always thought it was more specific. It's not.
It is specific to salt water.
Oh, right. Sea has to be salt water, but it also, it can be partially enclosed or completely enclosed by land.
And it can also just refer to the vast interconnected waters
like
of the planet.
Yeah, yeah. And then like lakes have to be enclosed by land, but can be fresh or salt
water. Yeah, and I was thinking that a lake had to be freshwater, but it doesn't.
But what about Salt Lake, the Great Salt Lake? What is that?
It's a lake.
It's a lake. With salt.
Apparently it's a lake. And it's a salty ass lake.
But not as salty as the Dead Sea.
Oh, the Dead Sea, that's a salty.
That's the saltiest.
The saltiest. You can float on it,
yeah.
Right?
And nothing lives in it.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
That's what I always thought.
It's disgusting.
I thought that was less disgusting.
That nothing lives in it?
Like no bacteria or anything?
Well, people pee in it. Good point, right?
It's just urine in there.
Urine.
Salt and urine and
bile.
Water.
Like, people probably throw up in it. Like,
okay,
I'm gonna,
that's like,
I'm going to drink some of this Dead Sea. I wanted this Dead Sea in me, and then they just vomit.
I don't think anyone tries to drink it.
You don't?
You're not supposed to drink salt water.
You would definitely throw up if you drank
it. Yeah, but don't you think there's people that, like, romanticize the Dead Sea enough to where they're like, I want this inside of me, and then they like gulp it, and then they're like, oh god, and then they throw up.
Well,
or
there's a lot of dumb people.
Or it's like really sunny and they had like egg salad for lunch.
Yeah,
and then
that's
they,
a
like,
bad plan.
Yeah, and then they're floating on the water and they're like, oh, I can't handle it, and then they barf into the Dead Sea.
Sounds like a wonderful pilgrimage.
I'm,
I think,
mean,
we should do that next
the
year.
Ganges, right? The Ganges, that's the most polluted body of water because there's like bodies buried in like very shallow portions of it. Like
they're not buried; they're just thrown in there. I think.
Oh well,
their
yeah.
Ashes are right.
No, I think like.
Yeah, I think they make
they
the pyre,
and then
yeah.
They burn them.
Oh, okay.
It's not just like floating dead bodies.
But somebody, just like Eddie said, people throw up the Dead Sea, I'm sure people just die.
Yeah, you know, like what if the body doesn't completely burn, like, you know, combustion.
Like the wind comes by and blows it off.
It's not 100% accurate. Just like our batteries. I tried to compare it to batteries. I'm not sure if that works. But I'm sure there's like a foot in the Ganges or two. Maybe some hair. People bathe in it as well.
Okay.
Bodies of water. The end.
Period.
If you're in a Olympic-sized swimming pool and you're with your friend and your friend goes, "I just peed in the pool," are you like grossed out? Or you're no. just Yeah, me neither. That's just a little bit of pee in a lot of water.
Yeah. And pee is not the grossest thing.
If they threw up though, I probably
But if they threw up egg salad, then that would be kind of disgusting.
But if it was the Dead Sea, I would stay in.
Yeah, the sea's pretty big. I got a dish on Dr. Sharp while she's gone. Don't anybody tell her this, listeners or otherwise.
Whoa.
But one time, we live in Georgia now, all of us. And we've lived here for 10 years, most of us. And there's a thing in Georgia where you put a tarp in the back of a pickup truck and fill it up with water. And that's like a pickup truck pool. And there was one of those at a party. And Dr. Sharp peed in it and told other people she peed in it. And they were like, "Oh, that's gross." Because a pickup truck can't hold that much water.
That's very little water. Did anyone go in after she told them?
I think she was in there. To go in.
Yeah, no, they were already in there with her. It was like a hot tub experience.
And she peed.
And then, like, no, we were just talking about peeing, and she's like, "I just peed." And then everyone was like, "Oh, come on."
I like that shrug of the shoulder.
Yeah, and they were like,
"I just peed."
They kind of wanted to get out, but then they're like, "It's so comfortable in here."
And nice and warm now.
Yeah, for sure.
And it's like,
I mean, it was summertime. That was the night that Audra exploded that thing of collard greens. Do you remember that?
Oh, it was? I thought she did that at her house.
It was their house, outside of their house.
Yes, I do remember that. I definitely remember Desi peeing in the...
The old pickup truck tarp pool.
Truck spa. Jacuzzi, I guess it is.
Oh, yeah. Truck-cuzzi.
I'm distracted by trying to...
Oh, okay.
...help this child.
Well, we should move on to treasure hunting, probably, at some point. Wait, egg hunting? What are we talking about tonight?
Oh, Easter eggs. It's like, that's what you find in the treasure hunt, or in a DVD. Remember DVDs?
I do. Video games have them, too.
Okay. Well, that's like a big part of the movie I want to see, Ready Player One.
Oh, I want to see that as well.
Did you read the book?
No.
Oh, the book was really good.
I know nothing about it, but...
You're going to like it, Perry. You're like... I think you're the perfect age for a lot of the references, because like there's a lot of pop culture stuff in there.
Perfect.
Maybe you and Perry should go see it.
Maybe we should this week.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Let's do that.
And then I'll just stay and watch the kids.
Because yeah, because you don't have any interest in it, do you?
I'd like to see a movie with you at some point, but I'm not that interested in this one.
Okay,
so
cool.
That would be fine with me. It's a date. We just made a date. Anyway, so Easter eggs are like, see, in like video games, they're like, they're these hidden locations, or they're these hidden things that you're not necessarily looking for, and then when you find them, they add depth to something. But like Easter eggs,
beautiful description.
Easter eggs in general, like, you're looking for them.
They're serendipitous.
Like, you know, the task is to find colorful eggs and then rip them open and get the candy inside or something like that.
So I don't know,
I think
much
that's
about
Easter eggs.
I don't know much about Easter. So the Easter eggs that you hide are the plastic ones with candy in it. What about the boiled eggs?
You do both.
Well, I think
both.
Maybe it started with the boiled eggs that you would hide.
Yeah. And what do you do when you find the boiled eggs?
I think you
put
it
back
in
the refrigerator, I think.
You put it in your basket and exchange it for a prize, maybe.
Oh, okay.
Like, the quantity that you get correlates to
no,
some sort
I think
of amount of...
When we were kids, it was like the you enjoyed dyeing the eggs and you tried to make them look really beautiful. And then when you found them, you're like, oh, I love this beautiful egg.
This was the one that I dyed. Right? I don't know.
It didn't happen this year because none of our eggs were particularly beautiful that we dyed.
No, that's never happened for me ever in my entire life. Like, I've never dyed eggs until I moved in with you.
That's crazy because your mom's so into crafting.
But she's not into eggs, apparently.
I think she did it. She's done it with the granddaughters.
Oh, you know, I bet she's done it with my older brother too. And it's like something that you only do once with your kids. When you're like,
no, yeah, we did it every single year.
Wow.
When we went in for all the different, like the new. Like every year there'd be a new way to dye eggs and we would try all of them.
Wow. So you like the wax crayon? When did that come in?
Okay, that is like basic.
So what's the more elaborate egg dyeing process?
Well, there's stickers, right?
There's stickers. Okay, so one thing we would always get is there's a little plastic, circle of plastic that had an image on it, which was all the Paws characters. Because if you are really familiar with Easter egg dyeing, you know the Paws characters.
Yeah. I don't know them, but I know what you're
talking about.
So anyway,
you would wrap the egg in the plastic, put it in boiling water, and it would shrink wrap the egg with the plastic.
Oh, cool.
And then you could then you could dye it. So then there would be a little halo at the top and the bottom. You could dye that part.
Oh, cool.
Okay, so there was also like a lot of glitter effects that came out. Like there was like batiking and tie-dye. And we had this little contraption that would like hold the egg just, you know, maybe 1 inch of the egg would be in the water. And then you could do stripes.
Oh, I like stripes on the eggs. That's pretty cool. I like dots on the eggs as well.
There was a whole dot mechanism.
But the idea of Easter egg is like, something more than an egg, right? I don't know. We kind of got into this because we were talking about treasure. We're talking about buried treasure or like finding treasure. And the idea of an Easter egg is kind of like a treasure hunt because you're not really after hard-boiled eggs. Like, that's not your prize when you go searching
for
eggs.
Well, I think
eggs.
It used to be.
Like, hard-boiled
eggs?
I think eggs,
nowadays,
like you would eat,
kids
like,
don't care about hard-boiled eggs.
It's like, oh, shit, I got a dozen of these.
No, I'm telling you, there would be like you would spend time dying of, and then there would be a beauty to them, and you'd have an appreciation of the egg itself.
Okay. But we got past that, and the survivor version of egg hunting is like, I want some chocolate, or like, I want some candy.
Oh, yeah. Like, maybe don't feed your kids for a week before Easter.
Then they'll like the hard-boiled eggs.
You want your kids to eat 12 hard-boiled eggs? Because that is bad for your
poop.
No
kid can eat 12 hard-boiled eggs.
Cool Hand Luke, what did he eat, like 70?
Was it 40?
That's a lot of eggs. And he probably had bad diarrhea.
Oh, no, he threw up for sure.
Oh, he threw up?
I think so. Or was he not allowed to throw up?
Cool Hand Luke ate the most eggs, right?
Ever. Yeah, he still has the record.
All right. So however many eggs that is too many. And divide that by two, and that's still
probably
too
many. I think how many hard-boiled eggs could a four-year-old child eat?
I've eaten 6 in my life.
On one sitting?
Yeah, in one sitting.
Yeah.
Not in like a salad? Just
and I had, no, like.
6
one after
hard-boiled eggs.
And I had the worst diarrhea I've ever had.
Really?
6 hours later. 1 hour for each egg.
Six.
Yeah. And I was in the bathroom for
six minutes.
But yeah, it's.
That's some quick diarrhea. That's lucky.
No, it's eggs. It's like eating that many eggs. Like, I just don't think you can do it. I don't know what it is about eggs. They're not dairy. They're just...
They're high in protein, I believe.
They really make
you dense.
Poop.
They're dense.
Oh, I don't want to talk about eggs this whole time. I'm trying to like transition into treasures.
Oh, okay. So here's my transition, and it brings us back to our favorite topic Jeopardy.
Oh, okay.
A couple weeks ago, there was a category that nobody wanted to do this category. It was the Fabergé egg category.
Oh, right.
And I wonder if Easter eggs came from that tradition somehow.
Or vice versa.
Or vice versa, yeah.
You think so? You think Fabergé was like born of... I mean, it's like very elaborate decorations of eggs.
The eggs, right?
The way you romanticized eggs about how unique your design was or whatever, like that is what I would expect a Fabergé egg to be. So somebody much like yourself was like, I'm going to make like a $10,000 fucking egg. And it's going to be the size of an
egg.
It's
going to be the most beautiful
egg. It's going to have red on it. It's going to have gold on it. And it's going to have diamonds on it. You know?
Well, from the Jeopardy category, what I deduced was that the eggs were like gifts for the royalty.
Mm. Oh, right. Yeah, they were.
On Easter, correct?
I don't know.
Okay.
Good question. I can go through the categories, though, because I have the Jeopardy archive.
Oh, yeah. Let's see some of those Fabergé. Well, they were all video categories.
Did anyone get the questions right?
Yeah, because you don't actually need... When it's a category like that, you don't actually need to know about the thing itself. Yeah, it's all context clues.
Ooh.
Like, there'll be maybe one question out of the six that where you actually need to know about Fabergé.
Was Rob on that one? Do you know about when it was?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know what day it was.
Okay, I'll never find it.
Yeah, that would be really hard.
Jeopardy airs every day.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. We've been watching a lot of Jeopardy, though, which is cool for us. All right, so buried treasure. I like the idea of hunting for something... Like, I kind of like the idea. I grew up in Jacksonville, which has a lot of beaches, and I like the idea of metal detectors at the beach.
Mm. I always wanted to do that. Have you ever done it?
No, I've never done it, but I've always thought it was like, that'd be a fun hobby.
That would be great.
Yeah, what would be a big score?
I don't know.
A ring. That's the answer.
Oh, yeah, like gold.
She goes, that's the answer.
But like...
buried treasure would be a big score.
Right.
That's what that would be.
Like a box full of gold doubloons.
Yeah. A little trunk full of...
We went to
old pieces.
Agate Beach in California.
Oh my gosh, that was awesome.
And like we were just like combing the beach, looking down at our feet for... rocks that resembled agates, and we're like, that would be so cool if we found an agate at Agate Beach. And we were like picking rocks up with our hands and kind of letting them filter through our fingers. And it
was finding
like,
precious stones, or
I felt kind of obsessive about it. While
I loved it.
Yeah, I know.
It's I love looking cool. for shells too.
It's cool to indulge yourself with that. And I wanted to mention the shell thing because I picked our daughter up from daycare a couple days ago and she didn't want to leave
because she had a shell collection.
She was finding the blue and the green shell and she couldn't find them. She's like, we can't go. I have to find my blue and my green shell. And we just started like looking for these shells, which may or may not have existed.
No, they're pieces of glass. They're like pieces of sea glass.
Yeah. So we were just like combing the playground for these shells. And, you know, I could have asked an adult, but I think it was just fun to like we were there for like 15 minutes, just like wandering around, like looking for stuff. And then she was like, okay, I'm done. Like, it was really big of her, but I was kind of obsessed at that point. I was like, no, we haven't looked over here. Let's go look. I see something green over there. And it was just like a rock painted green. But, yeah,
so
the idea of finding treasure is kind
of
enthralling.
But you're not into geocaching.
Yeah.
I want us to be into geocaching.
But we tried it one time.
And it was kind of dumb.
It was a letdown.
I think we should probably, next if we ever tried it again, we should go for a higher rated geocache, because they probably have rating systems like, this is a great geocache, you should do this right. one.
Like Amazon has like star reviews and stuff.
Right. And I think that was kind of an easy one too.
Yeah. I mean, we wanted to start easy.
Yeah. And that was our demise. We started too easy and the payoff was lame.
But the idea of geocaching is so like new age hippie. It's just like the dude that, you know, the dude that brings the guitar to parties and like, you know,
yeah,
he wears
but it's
the...
just you and me, Eddie. We don't have to be that guy. We could just be us doing it.
Consuming that guy's like his map.
I like that guy though.
I don't dislike
him. You think every geocache is just like a hacky sack and a blunt?
See, I could get behind that. Like, I would do some hacky sack and I would smoke some blunt.
Then let's do it.
I just don't think it's going to be that. I think it's going to be these, like, what we experienced in Barcelona was it was like a QR code that was taped to this box.
Oh, that's
and
what
then
the payoff
when you,
was.
When you find, like, you scan the QR code, it takes you to a website with people who had commented on trying to find the geocache. And, like, the comments are like, this was pretty easy, but I had a good time. And then, like, someone else was like, I felt like a creep because it was at a playground. And it was at a playground. And
yeah.
We didn't feel like creeps, but then...
We were together, so
and
we're
you're used to
playgrounds. Creepy.
Well, we didn't.
If
have
you had
kids,
been alone, oh
yeah, we chose not to feel creepy, and it was like, you know, nighttime, so it wasn't a big deal. But anyway, worst geocache ever. Geocaching could be fun, though.
Oh, good. I'm glad you're open to it. Like that, I think it could be a really fun thing to do as a family.
No, I don't think so. But there's that movie that had geocaching, and that looked fun, where they would like find a treasure chest that they would open and had.
Well,
like,
they had to like dive into a river or something.
Yeah.
That looked kind of too much for me, but.
But then it was like a cool geocache, you know?
Yeah.
Cache of geo. Or whatever.
Totally.
I like the idea of you on a beach with a metal detector, though. That
yeah,
could be a good see, family thing that, to do.
That's
yeah,
about,
that's true.
That's about my speed.
Eddie.
Like, I want a Hawaiian shirt.
Oh, no, I was thinking no shirt, big gold chain.
Oh, gold short, chain. short shorts.
The metal detector yeah. would keep picking up his chains and get all excited.
And I'm wearing sunglasses and I'm on the cell phone. But have you seen the metal detectors with like the Bluetooth headphones?
No.
So it's like you don't like.
Oh, yeah. I imagined you had a headset on.
Yeah. You're not even like you're just talking or like listening to a podcast. And then all of a sudden it interrupts you and it's like. Beep, 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 beep. You're like, oh, okay, hold on. And then you kick your foot in the sand and you find a horseshoe or something like.
Yeah.
A horseshoe.
Yeah. Like there's a horseshoe buried at the beach.
So do you think you would also, do you think people are also looking for, I imagine they're just looking for lost items, like things people, that fell off people's bodies, like a ring, but are they also looking for precious metals?
I think, you know, any type of electronics has precious metals in it, like copper is kind of a precious metal.
No, but are they looking at unprocessed precious metal, like...
I bet
is
some
that,
of them
does that
are.
Exist at the beach, at beaches? Like, could there just be a hunk of gold in the sand?
Oh, no, but maybe you can find, like, an iPhone or something.
No, so you're saying
two.
They're all...
I think lost items.
They're all lost yeah. items. Because that's what I'm saying. I'm like, I like beach coming for the Agate Beach. Like, I want to find natural objects. Because that's cool. It's cool to me.
When I was younger, this is a wonderful story. I worked at a eye doctor's office, and I did the medical records there. And the first ever like fringe benefit I got from working at a place was this pair of Nike sunglasses that I thought were so cool. And this was in the time that like you remember the Oakley sunglasses that like kind of. looked like a superhero mask.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, those were the most popular. Totally. But I got these, like, Nike ones, and they had, like, interchangeable lenses, and they were awesome, and I loved them. And I had them for, like, a
Wait,
month.
Wait, did they have multiple lenses? With
Yeah.
At it, the
no, they
Lost
came,
and Found?
They, no, I worked at a doctor's office.
Oh, they weren't at the
I
Lost
got these oh, as, okay. like, a fringe benefit as working
oh,
there. Like this okay. is your, like...
I thought it was, like, oh... Pick out Lost and Found.
Like, pick your favorite cool pair of sunglasses. And I, like, got these, like, okay. interchangeable lenses. Like, it could do orange lenses or, like, mirrored lenses.
Yeah.
Or, and I love these things. And I had them for, like, a month. And I thought I was the coolest person. And then I went to the beach with them, wearing them, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was
As
also
you do.
Into surfing. And didn't take them off because I was like, I'm going to surf with these sunglasses on. Like,
you didn't have the strap?
Like, I was thinking about, like, these sunglasses becoming,
like,
you know,
family
like
heirloom.
A part of my life. Like, I was never going to take, like, every photograph of me was going to have these sunglasses on for the rest of my life. And then I went surfing, and, like, the first wave that I caught, I, like, bit the dust. Sunglasses immediately come off. And then they're lost forever. Like, you don't get them back
oh, yeah.
when, like, the ocean,
the
like,
ocean
kind of
is,
roars.
Does
and, like,
not forgive.
Like, you
the
hit
ocean
the ground
ain't saying
and, like,
it, sorry.
You know, you fall off the board, and then you're, like, disoriented, and you're like, oh, what's going on? Where's my board? And then it's, like, connected to you, and then you're like, oh, man, I'm never going to see these things again. And it was a real lost moment for me where I was like, I need a metal detector.
Oh, yeah. So like, they were actually metal?
I think it was a metal frame. I think it was titanium, though, which I don't know if that shows up on a metal detector test. But well, whatever. I was like...
Yeah, I don't know how to metal
detector
works.
I had
works.
This brief, like, meltdown, like a existential crisis where I was like, I need these sunglasses back because I've, like, planned them in all of my family photos for 100 years. And then I was like,
oh, man,
wait.
Eddie, I think this is one of those sliding door moments where if you had in a parallel universe where you didn't lose those glasses, you and I would have never met.
Yeah, possibly. And I spent about 5 minutes looking for them, like reaching into the surf and, like, you know, kind of just grabbing at dirt and shells. But, like, I very quickly, like, realized how stupid I was being and, like, how great this and liberating this was. And, like,
well, now
I was
that
like,
we're,
man.
Now that we're getting into it, doesn't it seem like the best buried treasure is in the ocean? Like, all the best
Probably,
buried treasure
right?
is in the ocean?
Yeah. I guess you get, like, because, like, the height of buried treasure is like the message in a bottle, right? Like, where you.
That's cool. No, the height of buried treasure is like
a sunk
Titanic.
Ship or something.
Yeah.
No, like, Titanic's not that
or
great.
Or Atlantis.
Like, you want, like, Blackbeard's pirate ship with, like, chests of gold
yeah.
or something.
Gold. What do you want in the bottle?
I don't know. I feel like a message in
a message
bottle.
From what?
Cool. Like, it would be cool to just get, like, to read a message in a bottle. Like, you read it and you're like,
it's so Jane Austen of you to pick a message in a bottle.
Well, I think about it because we
over actual treasure.
We used to love to go to estate sales because it was like one of the more fun parts about estate sales was speculating on to the lives of the recently deceased. Because you go to these places and you're like, wow. This person had a lot of Tom Clancy novels. Like, were they in the military or like what's going on here? And then you see like
did they buy their books at the supermarket.
You see like a lot of like Bibles or like different translations of the Word of God. And you're like, ooh, OK, I kind of get it now. Like gun owner Christian. And then like the more you see of their the end of their lives, the more you take in and speculate about their lifestyle. That's like a treasure, right? Like you're
yeah, that's
you're
a
sifting.
Treasure. But that doesn't need to go off the ocean. You could just like pick up somebody's letter at their estate sale.
Meg
right.
could write you a letter.
No, okay, so if Meg wrote me a letter and then we
it
both died.
It wouldn't have the romance of the sea.
We both died.
Yeah.
And then years later, someone comes to our estate sale and like finds that letter. And then they get to like speculate about like our podcast and like our lives together.
But that doesn't need to be at sea. I mean, I feel like you could maybe you should get into like letters that Civil War.
No, I'm not interested.
Veterans in wrote to their families.
No, I'm not interested in that because the message in a bottle, it like think about the message in a bottle. It's like you throw it into the surf.
You're
like
right.
You
put, it is.
You write something.
It's untethered.
You roll it up. You put it into a bottle, and then you throw it into the surf, and you hope that the ocean carries it to Africa or something.
To someone.
Yeah,
and it may never.
It might not even leave that beach.
Yeah.
And it probably doesn't, and that's why I find it. I don't even have a metal detector at this point. I'm looking for my sunglasses.
So what are most messages in a bottle trying to convey? I mean, is it...
I don't know. Like,
is there like, desperation in a message in a bottle?
It almost is. It's like this last-ditch wish that you want to, like... You just, like, I've got to do something.
Mm-hmm.
And then you message bottle it. And it's like, the chances of that,
right.
Like
you're
getting
selling
answered,
me on message in a bottle.
The chances of a message in a bottle getting answered, because then you have to find the response in a bottle. Like, come on.
In movies, isn't it like usually like the kid's parent dies, one parent dies, then the kid writes the parent and then they throw it to sea. Like it's usually a letter to someone that's unreachable.
Oh, so I was just taking it from the Police song, and it's an SOS to the world.
Okay. So you obviously haven't grown up near a beach.
Oh, wait. These actually like are kind of common fare on the beach?
Yeah, you can find messages. They're in like plastic bottles. Like it's not glamorous.
Okay.
But like sometimes it'll be a poem. I've heard of people like finding poems in a bottle.
So you go to the beach and you found a message in a bottle and that was like a good day at the beach.
That'd be a great day at the beach.
I think it would. I think
that's depends what the message is as well.
Well, so I just think it's a
treasure. Not litter. Can I throw one out there?
You can recycle the bottle and keep the message, or like it's a good story.
Wait.
You know?
I don't think you're supposed to throw bottles into the ocean, Meg.
Just throw it back into the ocean.
I don't know. Eddie's really into it.
Yeah, you should do it if that's your last attempt.
So just to feel like I'm slightly caught up, is this, we're saying like a good treasure is a message in a bottle?
Oh, no, I'm saying
Eddie
it,
said it was the ultimate.
And they both had crying babies, so they had to listen to me.
Nice.
And so
cute.
I have very little like things to stand on, but we were talking about metal detectors and how I like
that you can find buried treasure. Yeah. With
I really
buried
like the
treasure.
Yeah, I really like the idea of metal detectors. But Meg asked me what the best thing you could find at the beach was, and I was like, probably a message in a bottle. But I guess you could find like a bar of platinum. I don't know. Like, what's the most expensive metal that you could? Like, what's the point?
Why do you want to find metal?
Because that's what the metal detector does.
And, like, metals are valuable. Like, copper, like, you can resell it. Like, if you find a... That would be the...
spool of copper.
Yeah, a spool of copper that somebody buried on the fucking beach.
Yeah, that you're like, oh, now I have to carry this to my car.
If you get it to your car and you get out of there and resell it somehow... Like, good on you, but you need to, like, watch your back because somebody buried that for a reason. Like, they were trying to hide it from their boss.
I'm thinking I am going to get my scuba license and start diving for treasures.
Find some shark's teeth.
Okay, so Eddie didn't think this was interesting at all, and I didn't watch this entire Nova special, but there was this special about how they found a human skull like deep in this I think it was somewhere in South America in one of the underwater caves, and I was like, that is a great topic for Nova.
Yeah.
That's an awesome buried treasure. And it was like one of the earlier, it was like one of the earliest skeletons of a human they had found in America.
Do they know?
I didn't get to watch the whole thing because it kept crashing.
Okay.
And Eddie didn't want to watch it anyway. You remember that?
I don't remember that at all. Which makes me think I really didn't care about it. Which you're right. Like, I was really dismissive of it because the PBS app.
I guess, bones are good buried treasures for sure.
Yeah, they're...
Boneses.
Boneses.
Window into the past.
Like, human bones? Better than, like, I was thinking, unidentified animal
Well, bone? I was thinking, like, a jackalope skeleton.
Very specific.
Would be very cool because, they're mythical.
What about a dino?
You know, I'm not going to get into that, but...
You don't believe in dinos, right?
And I, last night, realized how many of my kids' clothing is dino-themed. It's like, everyone loves to put children in dinosaur outfits.
Dude, the T-Rex.
Yeah, they don't really even know sell dinos hard yet. To the kids. And they buy it.
Frog in your throat.
Yeah.
Well, why is this? Like, what
I
is...
was fascinated. And I'm still interested.
We're talking about kids again. Dr. Sharp's back in the studio.
Yeah, sorry. We don't have to talk about it. I mean, but they don't make a ton of dino-themed clothing for adults.
Because adults shouldn't believe in dinos.
Exactly. They're like, maybe that's why. Maybe they're like, kids are gullible enough to believe in dinosaurs. You know, honestly, so we're going to sell the kids dinosaur-themed clothing.
I have a sweatshirt that I wear pretty frequently. And it's got like...
It doesn't have dinosaurs on it.
Give me a break. Let me explain it before you like...
Give me a break from you.
It's got like the outline of a kangaroo, but then it shows like the skeletal system of a kangaroo inside of it.
Nice.
And it's got like a hippo and like an... I don't know. Some other like...
Yeah, I think I know animals. Oh, yeah. It's that like teal one or whatever.
Seafoam.
It's nice. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Seafoam.
And... I get a lot of compliments on it. Like,
people, it's a good color.
Maybe
Eddie.
People just love bones.
Like, I love bones for sure. I think bones are
it
amazing.
It is a really, it's a cool pattern. Is there a woolly mammoth on there?
I think it's just like.
A regular elephant?
Normal animals.
I'd like, be into.
Non-extinct.
Yeah.
Okay. I'd be interested in finding bones of a kangaroo in my yard.
That would be so cool.
Right? That would be weird.
That is a story. It's like somebody brought
a kangaroo
to the fucking yard.
Yeah, exactly.
Georgia.
Alternatively, you know, extraterrestrial
bones. But you'd look at the flights from like Sydney to Atlanta and you'd be like, that's expensive to like launder a kangaroo. 26 hours on.
I guess if you brought the kangaroo over as a teeny baby kangaroo.
Are there kangaroos at zoos in America?
Yeah.
Yes. I guess you could just steal one from a zoo then.
That would also be interesting.
Probably not Grant Park though. That's our closest zoo. Man, if you had kangaroo bones.
You mean
in
Bear
your
Hollow
yard,
Zoo?
If you had kangaroo bones in your yard, we'd have to do a full investigation.
Exactly.
At least one podcast.
Mm-hmm, for sure. Absolutely. Yeah, there's lots of things that could be. Can I tell you guys a story about something I found buried in my yard?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to be as honest as I can be here. I was.
Oh, don't say the Speedy Gonzales thing. But.
That's not necessarily me at my most honest. So I was on a psychedelic drug and it was like a really beautiful day. It was it was post rain. So you know how it's like still gray in the air, but then it's extremely green.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And it was even like, you know, obviously more contrasted under the conditions I was in. And Ash called me and this is like when he was still in Arizona and it was before we were a romantic item, but I was talking with him and then I for some reason had an urge to explore my backyard, and this was my first house I lived in Athens on Johnson Drive, and I like climbed over the fence and I was like, what is even back here? And there was a spire coming up out of the ground. Like it looked like a from a castle. It was huge. And I didn't even know how to describe it, but I'm like talking to Ash while I'm discovering this like spire emerging from the earth, and I was like, there's this thing coming up out of the ground. And he's like, what? And I was like, it's metal, it's really heavy. And he's like, is it a spire? And I was like, yeah, it's a spire. And
you agreed on the terminology, which
yeah, because I was looking like, for a word
that
for
was
it
very important for your relationship. It, like we it, need to like discuss the
it really was here. No, it absolutely was, because I couldn't find the word, and Ash knew exactly what the appropriate word was. It was like a Scrabble moment, you know. And I still to this day have no clue.
So you didn't try to unearth more of it?
No, it felt like I shouldn't.
I gotta say,
was it on the property or was it on the adjacent property?
It was on the property, but behind the fence line.
Okay.
I gotta say that house was suspect, though, because also a plane crashed in your backyard.
I knew you were gonna bring that up. No, because not like in the backyard, the next yard over.
Oh my gosh, I totally forgot about that.
Yeah, remember and you were that? There,
that
right?
That was so weird.
It shook the whole house.
Weren't you at the house, Meg?
Phil was visiting.
You may have been
How
at my house.
Weird.
And we were actually
if that
in
happened
my room.
Now
and
I'd be so much more terrified. At
that's
the time,
ridiculous.
I was just
like,
"Oh,
that
okay."
Doesn't happen to people. That never happens to people. And like,
where you're at home and a plane crashes in the yard next door.
Yeah, you're like what was that noise?
Did somebody die? I mean, how many plane crashes don't end in?
They both died.
Really?
It was a father and son.
No way.
Meg, yeah.
Yeah, yeah
I, like,
Meg.
Totally forgot
Meg's
this
like,
whole
I
thing.
Did not care at the time.
At the time, I was like,
I think her laptop got stolen pretty soon after that.
Was it after that?
I didn't really
that?
Care
yeah.
about that either.
Nope. Oh, we didn't care that someone broke into our house and only stole her laptop.
Meg, we all cared. The rest of us.
I mean, I remember like looking around the window and I was like, oh, they probably did that.
We were just, you know.
You're outrageous.
Yeah, sometimes. We just, also, yeah, we were, just everything seemed like, oh, that was so weird. Of course that happened.
Of course there's a spire. Like, there's probably a church buried back
you
here.
Know? It was so odd. Okay, and then I have one other.
So that was like a treasure for
okay,
you to find.
Okay, and
right?
I have
like
one
you
other.
You jumped over the
yes.
fence and you're like, you didn't expect much, but then you discovered a spire.
Yes, which I just
wooden
like
or
metal. It was extremely heavy.
Oh, wait, so it wasn't attached below? Anything?
I don't really know.
Specifics okay. Like, was it rusty? Was it?
I felt like it was kind of like blue and yellow rust, like blue and yellow paint around it or something. I don't know.
Possibly corroded. Maybe
it was corroded.
Maybe it was copper.
Maybe it was.
Well, I copper corrodes.
Taken, yeah, copper corrodes. No, I don't.
It oxidizes.
I do not. I just don't know.
What's your second one?
So the other treasure that I've uncovered in my life, there's been a few, but one that I really like this experience was I was on campus.
I didn't know where you went,
like, Eddie. Like, you didn't know Tina was behind you this whole
wondering
time.
Where she was?
Where did you think Rio was?
I thought they were out there.
Oh, okay.
Somewhere. I was like, oh man.
So I was on campus at the Creamery, which used to make its own ice cream and stuff and sell it. Now they just have like dryers or whatever. But I was with my high school students and we were on a break, and there's a bunch of picnic tables outside of the Creamery, and I look over at one and there's like a glass, what looks like kind of a glass pickle jar. And I was like, at first didn't think anything of it, but then I was like, wait, why is there a freaking pickle jar on the bench? Like, was someone eating pickles out here and left the jar, you know? And then I look at closer at it and it's not a pickle jar, and it's from like Sweden or something. And there's like faux grass, you know, like that you would put
foie gras. No,
close, but it's faux grass. Okay. And it's the kind you know, like Easter style stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then there's like a rolled up, like a scroll in there. And I was like, I looked around and there was like, my students were there. I'm like, did you guys see this? And they're like, yeah. I'm like, did you open it? They're like, no. And then I look over at another table. There's a bunch of construction workers over there. I'm like, hey, did you guys see this? And they're like, yeah. I'm like, did you open it? And they were like, no. And I was like, I'm going to open this.
Yeah,
I'm going to check this out.
Dead Sea Scrolls or something.
It's like a Swedish message in a bottle.
Yeah, ooh, exactly. And so I open it and there's two pieces of paper nested in the grass, and one is a pretty big piece of paper, and I unroll it, and it's a picture of a camping image with a, you know, pup tent with a guy with his feet sticking out, and it's like under the stars, and there's a little campfire and like a dog laying by the fire. And then there was a smaller piece of paper wrapped around that one, and I read it, and it was like, you found my art, and now you're part of a project of this, you know, kind of public art project that I'm doing of people, or found art project, really. And it's like, you know, describe the story on this website of what you were doing and how you uncovered this treasure, you know, because I think the person was interested in like kind of the process of people who are like curious about like, what is that thing?
Yeah.
And I'm going to open it now because I learned a lot about myself that day.
It also kind of seems like a chain email where it's like, if you see this, you need to repost it. If you even care about like Black Lives right now.
It was like that.
Oh, fuck. I do care about Black Lives, but I'm not going to like repost this.
Well, the thing was, sorry, it had all the
log off.
It had other people's stories about how they discovered their pictures in a bottle.
Oh, that's cute. That's like an Airbnb where they have like the message book.
Yeah, because I realized like more so that day just what a curious kind of person I am, because I am the type of person that will open a, like, you know, because there were like, you know, 50
you'll
other
open
people
a rolled up thing.
Yeah, I'll like see the thing and then I'm going to be like, what is that? Mm-hmm. I need to know, and I'll ask everyone,
but,
did you see
okay,
that?
So let's take it a little bit further. Are you the type of person, like said construction worker, that would deny that you had looked at a thing? Like if somebody had asked you later and you're like, you know, I don't really want to participate in this, and like this is kind of like too much for me right now.
Right.
And somebody's like, did you unroll this? Like later they
like you
discover,
think the construction
like,
workers
no,
like
you roll it back up like you're like, I don't want to participate. You roll it back up, put it back in its place, and then you kind of walk away, and then somebody's like, hey, did you see this? Like you lie to that person.
So I would if I was on Survivor.
Okay. Hey, wrap it up.
Yeah. Cool. That was a good story. I appreciate everybody. Last minute thoughts on buried treasure.
Yeah, I still
love it. Love it. Love it.
To the discovery of Atlantis.
Right on. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. I was thinking that before I left, but I didn't say anything, so I'm glad it came up.
I'm thinking like a trove of undiscovered metals and like the perfect sweet and salty chocolates. Right.
Yeah.
Anyway, athenspublic@gmail.com, at athenspublic on Twitter.
Love you.
Yeah, we do. We love you. 706-521-3716 is our text number. Text it to us. And we appreciate you listening live. We try to do it at 5:30 Eastern time. Thanks for listening. Get our apps on the app stores so that you can listen live easier. Good night.